Impact balance breakdown with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, intermediate, DJ tools for drum and bass. Alright, let's build a breakdown that doesn't feel like somebody just muted the drums and hoped for vibes. We're going for an impact balanced breakdown. It stays loud in a useful way, it keeps forward motion, it keeps that jungle swing, and then it makes the drop return hit harder than it would have otherwise. The big idea is this: when you remove kick and snare, you usually lose four things at once. You lose transient spikes, you lose low-end weight, you lose rhythmic density, and you lose that forward push that keeps dancers locked. So instead of leaving a hole, we replace those functions in a controlled, mix-friendly way. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern DNB and it makes your phrasing easy. Now do a quick rallying setup like a DJ Tools template. Create groups. One called drums, one bass, one music, and one effects. This isn't just neatness. It lets you automate density and space as a single move later, which is what DJs and editors love. Add three return tracks. Return is short room, something like hybrid reverb in a small room. Return beat is long verb, a plate or hall, 3 to 7 seconds, but we're going to high pass it later so it doesn't turn into mud. Return C is delay. Use echo, optional but really clean. Make a sidechain timing track. Create an audio track called a C trigger. Put a short click or kick sample on every beat, but set its output so you can't hear it. This track exists only to drive sidechains consistently, so your breakdown pumps the same way every time, even if you've muted the real kick. Before we arrange anything, let's get the jungle swing foundation right. Because if you mess this up, your breakdown will feel late and your drop will feel weak. Open the groove pool. Start with swing 16-57 or swing 16-63. If you've got MPC swing grooves available, MPC 16 swing around 58-64 can feel really jungle friendly. Here's the rule: apply swing to hats, shakers, ghost snares, and the inner details. Do not swing your main kick and main snare at first. Your kick and snare are the anchor, the shuffle lives around them. Set the groove as a starting point, timing around 55%, velocity maybe 15%, random 2-6%. Timing is the swing amount, velocity gives life, random adds microvariation, but keep it subtle. You want forward push, not drunken wobble. If you're using audio loops for breaks or Foley, be careful. If a loop already has swing, and you apply swing again, you can get double shuffle. That's where things get flammy. For loops, consider warp mode set to beats, transient loop off, and envelope around 70-90 so it stays crisp. Cool. Now the actual breakdown we're building is 32 bars, plus an 8-bar build, and then a drop return with a pre-drop vacuum. The vacuum is your cheat code. We'll get there. Start your breakdown by muting the main kick and the main snare in that section. Don't delete them. Just mute or automate them down so you can /B quickly. But don't go empty. We're going to build implied drums. The listener feels a groove even though the main drums are gone. Create a new drum rack and name it Ghost Kit. Put in a tight closed hat, a rim or woodblock tick, a very short ghost snare, and optionally one filtered break slice that's quiet. Now process the Ghost Kit group with stock devices. First, EQ 8. High pass it around 180-250 Hz with a steep slope. The point is, this Ghost Kit is not allowed to carry low end. If anything gets spitty, dip a little around 3-5K. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5-15%. Crunch 0-10. Push transients up, like +5 to +15, so tiny elements read as expensive without being loud. Keep boom off. We're not faking low end here. Then utility. Add a touch of width, maybe 120-150%. But keep an eye on mono. If you're whitening, you're widening mostly hats and ticks, not anything that pretends to be low end. Now program a simple 1-bar loop at 174. Hats on 16th notes, but remove a few hits so it breathes. Add a ghost snare just before beat 3, that classic push that makes jungle feel like it's leaning forward. Put the rim tick on syncopated offbeats. Then apply your groove to this MIDI clip. Bring timing up into that 55-70 range if you want more shuffle. Here's the key level note. When the ghost kit is soloed, it should feel clear and groovy. In the full mix, it should be barely there, like a skeleton that tells your body where to move. Now the main event. Low-end presence without a full drop bass. Create a new MIDI track called Sub Pulse and Load Operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. On the amp envelope, set attack to 0, decay around 120-250 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. This gives you a pulse, not a sustained note. For the MIDI pattern, keep it simple, half notes or offbeat pulses. You're not writing a bass line here, you're creating weight and motion. Then control it like a pro. Add auto filter low pass, cut off around 90 to 140 Hz, low resonance. This keeps it feeling like sub, not bass. Add compressor with sidechain from your kick, or better, from SE trigger. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 140, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to make it breathe and leave headroom for the eventual return. Add utility and set width to 0%, mono, always, and then EQ8, roll off below 25 to 30 Hz so you're not wasting headroom on rumble. If you get buildup, you can dip a little around 60 to 90, but don't overdo it. Teacher note, this is where people either lose the club entirely or they ruin their drop. If the breakdown has no sub, it feels small on a system. If it has uncontrolled sub, your limiter works harder, your breakdown gets loud in the wrong way, and your drop returns and doesn't feel like a jump. So keep the sub pulse quiet, steady, and ducked. Now we replace impact cues, because impact isn't only kick and snare. It's transience, contrast, and the brain recognizing punctuation. Make a noise effects track using operator's noise or wave-eatable noise. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff rising over 8 to 16 bars. Then send it to return B, your long verb, so it blooms. On return B, do the thing everyone forgets. High pass the reverb. Put EQ8 after hybrid reverb and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets splashy, dip a bit around 2.5 to 4.5k. Extra trick, sidechain the reverb return itself. Put a compressor after the EQ on return B, sidechain it from SE trigger, and duck it 1 to 3 dB. That makes the space breathe in time. Your swing stays readable because the reverb isn't smearing over every transient. Now add a couple of throw moments. Pick 2 to 4 snare or vocal hits during the breakdown and automate their send to long verb or echo way up just for that hit. Then back down. That creates drama without adding new instruments. Now let's lay out the DJ-friendly phrasing. Think like someone mixing this in a set. We want clean 8, 16, and 32 bar logic. Bars 1 to 8. Strip down and establish swing. Ghost hats and light effects. Sub pulse very low. Optional pad or vocal chop. Filtered. Bars 9 to 16. Add tension. Introduce the ghost snare and rim syncopation more clearly. Increase the noise riser automation. Add one or two reverb throws. Bars 17 to 24. Tease drop rhythm. Bring in that filtered break slice, but high passed and quiet. Increase density. At the end of bar 24, add a tiny pre-snare fill or a micro impact so it feels like the section is turning. Bars 25 to 32. Impact balance peak. Bring the sub pulse up slightly, still controlled. Start tightening the space. Shorten reverb, reduce delay feedback, and begin narrowing width slightly. This is the tail audit. You're cleaning sustained audio so the drop transient has space to feel huge. Now the build. 8 bars where you clearly tell the listener the drop is coming. Do a snare roll or percussion lift with increasing velocity. If you want a modern feel, add a subtle master movement, maybe a very gentle auto filter, or a utility gain lift of half a dB to 1 dB. Subtle. You're not mastering, you're guiding attention. And now the pre-drop vacuum. Right before the drop, last quarter bar or half bar, mute the sub pulse. Also mute or pull down the return tracks for reverb and delay. Create a tiny silence, even an eighth note can do it. Optional. One reverse cymbal into the first hit. That little void is what makes the drop slam. Because impact is contrast. If you let tail spill over the downbeat, you blur the punch. If you clear the air, the first kick and snare feel like they're twice as loud even if they aren't. When the drop returns, keep your swing philosophy consistent. Keep swing on hats and inner ghosts. Keep the main backbeat stable. If you're using breaks in the drop, make sure the snare backbeat lands where it should, and let swing live in the in-between hits. Now, quick calibration advice so you're not guessing. Put spectrum on the drum group and on the master. In the breakdown, you want a stable low shelf from about 30 to 90 Hz that moves gently, not random spikes, and you want repeatable transient ticks around 2 to 6k from your ghost kit or micro impacts. If the breakdown feels loud but the drop doesn't hit, you probably kept too much average energy in the breakdown, usually sustained mids or long reverb tails. Tighten tails, lower sustained layers, keep the motion. One more DJ tool, make a muted cue track. A MIDI track with a rimshot on bar one of every eight bars. Keep it muted in export, but use it while editing. It's a visual and rhythmic ruler so your micro cuts and vacuums don't drift off phrase boundaries. And check mono at the worst moment. The vacuum. Put utility on the master, hit mono temporarily, and listen to the last half bar before the drop. If the energy disappears, your width is coming from facey effects. Fix the reverb and delay. Don't compensate by making the drop louder. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing the main snare so it feels light. Don't let reverb low end build up. Don't turn the breakdown into an FX collage with no clear tension device. And don't break DJ phrasing with weird 12-bar sections unless you really mean it. Mini exercise to lock this in. Make a 16-bar breakdown after a drop. Mute kick and main snare. Add swinged ghost hats, a mono sidechain sub-pulse, and one noise riser with filter automation. At bar 16, add an 8-note silence and one reverb throw. Export and listen on headphones and small speakers. You're checking, do you still feel movement and weight without full drums? Once you've got that working, duplicate the section and try two versions. Version A, groove pool on MIDI ghosts. Version B, break slices in simpler with minimal extra groove. A slash B them like a DJ would, and pay attention to which one makes the drop feel bigger.